ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So it's very nice that we are again together for the Thursday evening Lila Katha. We had a good break with the festival of Janmashtami, and I think we had some other things also. We had once or twice we missed the Katha, and it's very nice to be again together for this Thursday evening Krishna Katha. I would like today to continue the story of Krishna and Balaram entering the town of Mathura. We had heard the first part of this lecture series when Akrura came to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And before we start this part, I would like to see if any one of you have anything he remembers from this the first part that we had of Krishna and Balaram leaving Vrindavan for Mathura. I mean, it's quite some time ago, so I will understand if you have forgotten most of it, Mikhail. Yeah, Akrura was chanting his Gayatri in the river Yamuna, and Krishna and Balaram were waiting on the chariot. And suddenly, as he was chanting his Gayatri, he saw that Krishna and Balaram were with the chariot in the water. So he thought, what is happening? So he came out to see, but they were on the chariot out of the water. So he thought, I must be dreaming. And he went back to the water to chant his Gayatri, and again he saw Krishna and Balaram. And then Krishna transformed into Lord Vishnu, and Balaram transformed into Anantashesh. And suddenly all the demigods were there, all the saints were there. Akrura just got tears in his eyes. He was just in ecstasy to see this opulent form of Krishna, and then suddenly the image disappeared, and Akrura just came out of the water, dressed himself, put tilak, and went back to the chariot. And Krishna and Balaram were on the chariot and said, "Our dear uncle Akrura, did you see anything special in the water? You seem to be a little transformed. You seem to be a little experiencing some emotions. Like, what did you see?" And then Akrura said, "My lord, when we see you, there is nothing we don't see. When we see you, we see everything. Everything is included in you. Everything belongs to you. Everything is coming from you." Very nice. Anyone else remember something? Oh yeah, that was a very interesting point, yeah. Because sometimes Krishna and Balaram would act like really small boys. They were excited that they were on this new chariot. Usually they will be only on block cart. That's why they will jump up and down and look this tree, look this peacock, and they will act like children. So Akrura will think, "My God, I am bringing those children to Kamsa. It's very bad. Krishna Kamsa might kill them." So he would go very slow with his chariot. He will slow down. And then he will think, but actually, he is God. He is the Supreme Personality of God. he will be again fast and then again slow, and the whole journey was going fast and slow. His mind was going from understanding Krishna is God and forgetting Krishna is God. Mandaleshwari. Thank you. Yeah, that's very moving part of the Leela when Krishna leaves Vrindavan. I remember one day we met with three devotees in Dortmund, and we say we will do one afternoon, we just sing bhajan and we just read in Bhagavatam. So we were singing 1 hour, reading 1 hour, singing 1 hour, reading 1 hour, the whole afternoon. And we just opened the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it was the story of Akruha going to Vrindavan. So we read until he came to Vrindavan. But when it was the time Akruha to take Krishna out, we say, okay, we changed the chapter. We don't want to hear that. It's too painful. Yeah. So now we will continue. After this journey, they arrived in Mathura. Maybe you remember how actually Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas had arrived earlier than Krishna and Balaram, because Nanda Maharaj knew some shortcuts how to get to Mathura. And Nanda Maharaj was really afraid, where is Krishna? He should have been here already since long time. He was with a fast chariot and we were on a slow bullock. How is it Krishna is not yet here? So he will send some cowboy boys on the tree. He will say, look, is Krishna coming? Is Krishna coming? And then finally, Krishna arrived. And then Krishna told Akruha, now you go back to your home. Thank you for the service, but now we want to go alone into Mathura. And Akruha was, I cannot, I need to protect you. Please come to my house. And so finally, now Krishna and Balaram are entering Mathura. This is from where we are taking the lecture today. So although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is present in every atom. He knows everything. Still, Krishna was very excited to enter the town of Mathura. And what did Krishna and Balaram see? Balaram was all the time next to Krishna because he had received the order from Mother Yasoda to never leave Krishna alone for a single moment. Yasoda had ordered Balaram, you always stay with Krishna and protect him if anything happened. So Krishna and Balaram were walking first, entering the town of Mathura. And the town of Mathura was very, very opulent. In front of the house were big gates which were made out of crystal. On the road were archways that were made of gold. Krishna and Balaram never saw such opulence and were looking, hey, look Balaram, look here, look there. They were very astonishing. They were amazed to see the opulence of Mathura. In the town, nothing was made out of cement. Nothing. It was everything made with metal, with brass, with copper, with gold, with emerald, with jewel. There was no cement. Now we are very proud of our houses that are made of powder wood. But at the time, that was much more sophisticated and much more opulented. In Mathura, all the varna, all the different varnas were living in different areas of Mathura. there were a lot of assembly halls where there were some theater and dramas and arts that were displayed, beautiful gardens. On the house, the wall of the house were corals, diamonds, crystals and gold. Actually, the upper part of the house were usually made of gold. We know nowadays how rare it is to see real gold, just to make a small ring or small earrings to decorate ourselves. But at that time, gold was really everywhere. There was a very pleasant smell. I don't know if you noticed also by entering the temple room. And we can still smell it. So that was everywhere in the town of Mathura. Some very nice incense was burning. And when the birds saw the cloud of incense, they thought they are real clouds. And they started to dance in happiness with the hope that some rain will come. But nowadays, here in the West, the smoke is coming from the factory, not from the incense. Yeah. Front of those houses were big jars with fragrant flour, and those jars had been decorated with yogurt. There was some mango leaves on the top of those jars, some fruits. It's very, very beautiful. Some lamps were there also. So this gives you a little bit the panorama, gives you a little bit the frame in which Krishna and Balaram are now entering and looking everywhere. Look, Balaram, look, Krishna, look here, look there. Now, since few days, all the inhabitants of Mathura were very eager to see Krishna. All of them, and especially the women of Mathura, they had actually heard about Krishna a lot, but they never saw him. And now they knew Akrura was in Vrindavan, and they knew very soon Krishna will come. Very soon we will be able to see him. So some of them went on the roof of their houses, and they had two things with them. Who guess what they had with them? The ladies of Mathura, they were waiting for Krishna. They went on the roof and they had two things with them. Flower, very good. Yeah, could be also. But they had also conch to sound the alert whenever Krishna will come, so that everyone actually will be able to see Krishna. And at a certain point, Krishna and Balaram were entering the town, and the conch started to sound very loudly. So what happened then? All those women started to lose their mind. They became mad. They just became totally eager to see Krishna. Some, they were dressing themselves, and they just put their clothes, the in part out, and the out part in. They will put their anchor bells around their ears and their earring around the fingers. Some had only one eye decorated with kajal. They just could not wait. They were just running on the roof to welcome Krishna. Now, something very interesting. Shukadev Goswami, who is the most renounced, the most advanced devotee in love of God, he's now meditating on those women. How is that a saint is meditating on the women, how they are dressed, how they are dressing themselves, how they are putting their earrings? How is it so? How is it possible? Srimad Bhagavatam do not only speak about Krishna, but Srimad Bhagavatam only also speak about those who are mad. Those who are mad in love of Krishna. And in the eyes of Shukadeva Goswami, the darshan of those women, the darshan of those who are met for Krishna is non-different than the darshan of Krishna directly. Srila Radha Govinda Swami also mentioned, how much are we eager when the conch is blowing? When we hear the conch in the temple, how much are we eager to come and see the Lord? Or are we taking prasad, or discussing, or doing some other things, and yeah, the conch is blowing, but how much eager are we, like those women from Mathura? Some of those women, they were actually eating when the conch blew, and they did not even thought to wash their hands and their mouth. They just ran on the roofs. Some even, they were ready to take their bath. And possible to see Krishna directly. We need to increase and hear and hear and chant a lot. So finally, those ladies on the roof of the house in Mathura were just overflowed with love, and they started to throw those flowers. Now in Sanskrit, flowers is also called suman, and suman also means heart. So the ladies were actually throwing their suman, they were throwing their flowers, but they were also throwing their hearts. Those flowers were actually an offering of their own selves. The Brahmanas had some holy water and sprinkled Krishna and Balaram, and also threw some barleycorn, which is very auspicious to the boys. They had some worship paraphernalia and were offering lamps and incense to Krishna and Balaram, and they were giving blessings. May you be victorious. May you finish this king, Kamsa. Radha Govinda Swami explained that real love for Krishna is in that mood. Real love means that we care and worry for him. Once, I don't remember what was the question, but Prabhupada answered one of the questions, my only anxiety is what is in Krishna's lunchbox. So this is when we come in touch to this real devotion to Krishna, when we actually really care for him and we are anxious that Krishna will be happy. Once Mataji was telling me that she was doing some cooking service in the kitchen, and another Mataji was there, and she was so much in anxiety, and she was all the time saying, I hope Krishna will accept our offering. I hope Krishna will accept our cooking. And the other Mataji was thinking, obviously, I mean, we know the mantras and Krishna is there on the altar, he will accept our offering. But the other Mataji was just so much in anxiety. Hopefully there is love inside. Hopefully there is some bhakti. There is something that what he really wants is there. So this is where we enter into the realm, the pure realm of bhakti, when we are really caring for Krishna and anxious for Krishna to be satisfied. To take care of Krishna, to feed him, to bring him to bed, this is bhakti, in the words of Radha Govinda Swami. So the ladies of Mathura were glorifying the ladies of Vrindavan. They were glorifying the gopis for the chance they had to be with Krishna for so long. And then Krishna thought, now I am in the city of Mathura. Now I need some new clothes. Now I need a new dress, a new outfit to be in the town. And this will be what we will hear the next time for the next part of this Krishna Katha. What a beautiful journey. Yeah? It was not so variegated. It was almost all the time the same topic. We heard in the beginning just a little bit the atmosphere of Mathura, how opulent Mathura looked. And then the rest of the time we just heard mainly about the relationship between the ladies of Mathura and about Krishna, about this exchange of glances. And I would like to see now, to hear from you, what any special detail you remember, anything that maybe moves you a little bit, anything you like to share or to repeat. The idea is that we stay a little more with the pastimes and maybe review a little bit the pastimes so that the impression of Krishna consciousness in our mind goes a little deeper. Mandaleshwari?
When the girls who lived in Mathura heard about Krishna's entrance, so all went to the gardens which belongs the Kamsa and began to pick all of flower. And the gardener of the garden came and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? This flower belongs to Kamsa." But took all of the flower and made a garland to welcome Krishna. And then the gardener sat and thinked, and he was actually a devotee of Krishna, and in his eyes meditated on Krishna, so I don't care. And he also went to do welcome Krishna. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I did not know that. Very nice. Mikhail, you wanted also to give a comment?
Yes. What I liked very much was the attitude of the ladies of Mathura, because all the ladies were engaged in so many different things, even important things like marriage. Or
yes.
At that time you marry only once in a lifetime, you know. But no matter what they did, they were so eager for Krishna that they left everything behind, ran to the roof in order to get the darshan of Krishna. And yeah, I was also impressed by the deep desire of these ladies to receive the glance of the Lord.
And here we see a very essential point, that actually this eagerness they had to see Krishna had grown only by hearing. They did not yet saw Krishna, they had just heard about him. But here we see how much by this good Krishna Katha, by this deep hearing about Krishna, how much our love and our eagerness to be Krishna can already grow. Because sometimes we think, yeah, as long as I don't see Krishna and we don't realize how much our eagerness can grow just simply by the hearing of his quality and his glories. I think it's very nice. Yeah, Mandaleshwari.
They were already pure devotee of the Lord in their past. Like then they could enter to the pastimes of Krishna. So all of them were high elevated soul. So they had this opportunity to enter the Krishna's pastimes. And then, but in this part they were separated. They lived in Mathura and here, but their heart almost were pure. And then when they heard about Krishna, so wow. But unfortunately we are very in the beginning stage, but there is hope. So we have to be eager and read and listen again more and more. Mm. But they were very fortunate. They were already in Krishna's pastimes.
I mean, they were in Boma Vrindavan. And in Boma Vrindavan, there were also many who saw Krishna without noticing who he was. And even some were becoming his enemy and like this. So I don't know. I don't think they were all Nityasiddha on earth when Krishna was there. I don't don't know exactly what was the position of those ladies from Mathura.
No, as I understand, as I heard that some of the members which are in the Krishna's pastimes, they are Nitya Siddha who came with Krishna. But in Bhagavatam state that Srila Prabhupada said that when one soul become pure and ready to join Krishna, so first he's going to appear in a womb of a gopi in one universe which is Krishna's already there. So first our first connection is in one pastime in this material world. And then we become trained, hopefully we, and then after we so-called leave the body, though, then can we to go Goloka Dham.
Thank you.
So some of them maybe.
I don't Mani Manjari, do you know a little bit about the identity of, I mean, obviously in Braj and the gopis, obviously they're all very, very special souls, but I don't know for those women of Mathura who maybe Kubja was a special soul because there was really a pastime. There it was just a glance and maybe a very fast embrace with some of them, but there was not really like a continuation of the pastime. Do you know anything about the identity of those ladies of Mathura?
Arjuna trees, they got the blessings to appear in the Krishna's courtyard. So everyone who was there, when Krishna was there, they are special souls. I mean, at least demigods, because when Krishna descends, then all the Dham descends, eternal Dham descends, and his associates, everything descends with him. So all this paraphernalia of Leela, so-called, this just descends with Krishna. So they appeared, some before, some after Krishna, and they are there for to be in Leela. So I know that many demigods got, they were just ordered by Krishna to appear at that time when he will come. So special souls are there, only pure devotees mostly, or at least, demigods. No one else can be there. But they play different roles for the pleasure of Krishna. So they play the roles which will somehow enhance the Leela. So for sure, also when Lord Chaitanya was present in Navadvipa, also those Navadvipa Vasis were the same category, actually. To just change the body, this is no problem. Then we can see this is the proof, as Prabhupada says, that we are not this body. Because this eternal Krishna's associates who are always going after him in Leela and come with him whenever he appears in whatever form, they are actually changing the bodies also. They are coming as female bodies, and then in the Chaitanya Leela as in the male bodies, then in Ramachandra Leela even as the monkeys or whatever, you know. So whoever is present when Krishna is personally present, actually, even those who are inimical to him, also, they are also special souls. Even demons, you know, they are demons in Krishna Leela are also actually liberated souls, so, somehow or other. But I want actually to say what was for me. What I remember, this lady who was closing her eyes. Oh, I like it so much. And then Krishna enters, and then she closed the eyes. That he don't, because Krishna is very, you know, naughty and very fast. So this was very sweet for me.
And even the person who appeared like to be not so welcoming to Krishna, like the washerman who you wanted to speak about this, they were also gyanis, faktis, and yogis in many, many life and meditated on Krishna, on super soul. So they get benediction to see Krishna, but because their way was not a bhakti, they didn't approach Krishna or God toward bhakti, so they could not appreciate Krishna.
Thank you. Wonderful comment. This is the beauty of being in a sangha with advanced devotee. We get very nice perspective and very nice comment.
sense.
Anyone else? Something to remember or to share?
I like very much when the woman get the glance of Krishna, and the glance was saying to them, "I know you since time immemorial." Mm-hmm. And I also liked very much that the meaning of throwing flowers has the same meaning like throwing the hearts, and the woman threw the flowers and gave to the same time their hearts to Krishna.
Mm. Yeah, very beautiful. One poet from the Vallabha Sampradaya sings a song where he writes that the gopis, or the ladies of Mathura, they wrote a small message on the flower's petal, and they sent this, and on those flower petals were some questions to Krishna. Do you love me? When will we meet each other? And all type of questions. And the poet said that by receiving those flowers, Krishna knew what was the message of everyone. And he shortly entered the house and just tell them their answer. Beautiful. But I think this was in Vrindavan. I think this was when Krishna was coming back from the pasturing ground, and those petals were from the gopis directly. It was not in Mathura, if I remember well. But very beautiful. I somehow can picture very well when the gopis were full with this mixture of chickpea, butter and yogurt. And this, I somehow always have to smile thinking of them going on the roof with all that on their bodies and not caring of anything else. Let me see maybe if there is someone else.
I have one question. In our Sampradaya, we are very focused on the Braj Lila and the mood of Braj Basis and the Gopis. But so it means all ISKCON members have to be Gopis in the Vrindavan, or is it wrong to have attraction to Mathura pastimes or Devaraka pastimes? I know, because the Bhaktivinod Thakur explained that when Krishna's sweetness become mixed with Gyan, it will be Mathura. And then something, Ascendant Aishwarya, so opulence, it will be Devaraka. So always we are recommended to appreciate mood of gopis and Vrajabhasis. But is it wrong to be appreciate and want to be?
No. I sometimes also think also, because we want to be a little ekanta, we want to meditate basically on Krishna in Vrindavan. But if we see all our acharya, they did not comment only on the pastimes in Braj. They give elaborate comments in all the pastimes of Krishna. And also Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book. He did not say, okay, first volume in Braj is enough. Let me now focus on the Srimad Bhagavatam, other part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, other translation. He did the full. And so there is actually no... Mahaprabhu gave us this Gopi Bhava as the highest form of expression of love to Krishna. But those who are not in that stage, but have another relationship with Krishna, they are also totally satisfied in their relationship with Krishna. And we have the example of Anuttama, who was the brother of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, who was a Rambhakta. He has an order, Ishtadev, and they were telling him, please worship Mahaprabhu. And he said, I'm sorry, I cannot give up my Lord. He is my Lord. So I think when the jiva is reconnected with his Lord, it's it's no problem if he's in another race or another form of the Lord or another type of pastimes. That's his stay-bar, that's his identity, that's his relationship with the Lord, and that's fine like this. But I guess most of us, to become attracted to the movement for Krishna consciousness, means that most of us, we have this adhikar or this tendency to enter into that realm of exchange with the Lord. But this is maybe not advanced enough to really comment on that, but that's a little bit what I think. And I obviously also ask many devotees on that, and some were also mentioning it that way. Mani Machari?
Actually, I remember that Prabhupada said most of my disciples will go to the heavenly planets. So it's spirituality is very individual thing. It's not something which is institutional. And, you know, institution is to help us to find our own mood and our own relationship. But what actually relationship is between us and Krishna. And that's completely different with every person. There are not two persons who have the same. And there are so much variety. Even in Vrindavan, there are so much variety of relationships. And what to say out of Vrindavan? There are so many. And everyone has one particular individual bar, which is just for him. So that there is not that everyone in ISKCON, it's nonsense, because ISKCON is big organization which is there just to help us to get some knowledge, to somehow inspire us to find our own individual relationship with Krishna. And also this Madhavananda, he said so many nice things. I think he said that when Krishna went to Mathura, it's actually not anymore Vrindavan Krishna, it's Vasudeva Krishna, because Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna is always in Vrindavan, and Vasudeva Krishna is going there. So he says actually, when Akrura entered Vrindavan, that means Mathura. And Mathura, actually what he says, means that some rules and regulations entered, and that means religiosity. Some rules and regulations and some form of, you know, formal relationship. Because Raj is completely spontaneous. Krishna is not God there. He is just like us. And when some religiosity or rules or some, you know, a little bit like not so intimate and spontaneous relationship, like then it's like he said, this is Mathura. And then he said, I was not on that lecture, but some people, I have still to look after this, but some people told me, and I immediately remembered that he said, my daughter, she told me that we said then when the Vanas and Ashramas enter in relationship, and when the samskaras enter, this is even more, then it's varaka. Eight samskaras and four vanas and ashramas is varaka. Because in Vrindavan, there is just everyone loves Krishna spontaneously. He is my friend, my mother, my father, my beloved. There is no, you know, Lord Chaitanya says, I'm not any varna, any ashram. I'm just the lover, servant of the gopis in Vrindavan. So this is different. And I think it's so amazing that everyone can find. You can see if someone is very much attached to some ritualistic worship, or then it shows that he's not in Raj mood. But he can also develop, because when we purify our heart, then but sometimes there are so many varieties of worship which are also pure. They are pure devotees of the Lord. They are all pure devotees of the Lord. But they have some tendency the way how they want to love Him and to worship Him. And this is actually individual. And in ISKCON, there are so many people who are like more in this and that. They are attached to, you know, it's really, even someone said that in every temple, also Madhavananda said, in every temple there is a little slightly different mood. Because devotees there collect devotees who are in a different mood, and some other temple, some other mood. And you know, it's very, very, there is a variety, whether I touch, I don't know this word, how to say. It's variety, even in material world. But this variety is a shadow of this variety which is in the spiritual, on the spiritual platform. And there is variety, everyone. You know, this, if you read this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then you see different levels of devotees who are all pure devotees of the Lord. And they worship Krishna so different ways. But he is somehow reciprocated with everyone in the mood he worships him. But what makes Krishna the most happy and what actually makes Krishna the most complete, and he can really express himself completely, from, this is the Vraj mood, you know. But it's not says that something other is defective. And, you know, even in Vraj, there are so many rasas and there are so many, you know, plants and animals and, you know, different rasas, different... So it's really... But they have something similar, that they are really completely mad after Krishna in spontaneous way.
And I'm thinking, actually, our approach to Krishna, there is not in Braj mood. We are not jumping on the altar and kissing Radha or Krishna. We approach them with totally servant mood, very respectful. So actually, that is our mood. So, but finally, with hopefully one beautiful day, we are going to find our relationship, real relationship through the Nam. But now we have this approach with the very respect, yeah. And Dasya. We begin with Dasya, mm-hmm. And then we shall see what happens.
Gumash explained that actually all the rasa, they go through the door of Dasya. That's the entrance door, and by entering into this mood of being a servant with the chanting of the holy name, then it comes. Also, interesting point is that whatever the devotee rasa has with Krishna, he will never think, oh, I would like to be a gopi, oh, I'm in a cowboy, but the gopi, they are higher. Every devotee is just totally satisfied with the relationship he has with the Lord. That's also good to... Yeah? Fine, so I would suggest maybe that we just keep sitting and maybe just sing a little more bhajan until the arati is finished. Yeah? Maybe you can give darshan also to our audience.